Overcast, episode 10. It's just, you know, it's episode 10. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Hello? You are our first caller.
No, crap, sorry, guys. Yep.
Okay. I am one of your hosts, Clint Prentice, here joined today by my co-host, Nicholas Clement.
How y'all doing?
Charlie isn't on the show this week, and we have two guests on. We have Dean Thurston.
Yo, 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 I'm having a blast on this episode of Overcast.
It was even better the first time.
And our other host, our other guest, Paul McNamara.
That would be me.
No relation to Andy McNamara.
I don't think so, to the best of my knowledge. Who knows, maybe I'm like a legitimate son or something.
He may not be related to Andy, but you know that he is dandy.
Yeah, all right. Sure. All right. That. Yeah. So I guess we're going to challenge Dean to only talk in rhymes for the entire episode.
That's going to get really annoying eventually.
Let's see how long he lasts, or how long we last, that is. So anyway, are you guys playing anything fun, exciting?
Well, no. Halo Reach a lot recently.
That's right.
Loving Portal 2. Well, already finished it, but just got a chance to play co-op with one of my friends. And I've been playing Eternal Darkness for GameCube again a little bit this week.
Nice.
Love that game so much.
Nick, how are you liking Mass Effect 2?
Holy hell.
I feel the same way.
So amazing. It's just, I don't know though, it's an interesting mix. I mean, like I was saying, I feel like the, like, I guess, shooting mechanics and stuff like that, but I kind of wanted them to keep the RPG elements, like for the fully customizable weapons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Except but, I mean, I thought the way they handled loot in the original Mass Effect was awful. Those menus got so bogged down.
Yeah. And as much as I like exploring the planets and like looking at all of them, once again, as I said in last week's episode, holy crap, looking at them and then finding all the mineral sources for them, it can get to be a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. But also, I've been humping my way through Luigi's Mansion. If you've seen the replay, you'll get that joke. If not, then that sounds like a really gross pervert.
Luigi's or both. Mansion.
That game is so much fun and is actually the proper Ghostbusters game, not like that craptastic other one that came out in, what, like 2000?
Yeah, I played the demo for it, but I never actually played it. Game itself.
But yeah, it's still so much fun, even though it was a launch title, but that game is still really fun.
Dean, hey, so is Eternal Darkness, and that's still awesome.
Yeah.
Dean, are you playing anything?
Well, I've been mostly playing Portal, like an immortal.
Okay.
Been playing Portal 1, then I played Portal 2, and now I know just what to do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's keeping it up so far.
I can't keep going, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'll chime in a couple times.
Sorry, I jinxed you.
That was 30 seconds. Two sentences.
That's a new record for the show. Congratulations.
And I dare anyone out there to beat me.
No, thank you.
Charlie will be on next week. She can do that.
I finally got Halo Reach in the mail from the Smashathon, and I have been, you know, playing multiplayer and Firefight with Paul and a couple of others from the Facebook group, and I've said a lot of hate towards Halo throughout throughout 10 episodes of Overcast, and I may be a little bit of a hypocrite, but what I've played so far, it's kind of fun. So yeah, I know.
You seemed like you were having a good time.
I was having fun, but at the same time, there are people far more skilled than I am, and that's kind of pissing me off a little bit.
Yeah, the skill gap is a lot more in Halo than in a lot of multiplayer games.
Yeah, but I was able to kick some serious ass this morning.
It's still surprising that you're actually playing a Halo game, and wow! Yeah,
Even though he got the best version for free, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And maybe I'm liking it because it was free. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
who knows what you would have thought if you had paid $60 for it?
Yeah, I don't know. But thank you, Game Informer. It's great. And so we're just going to move right on into gaming news.
Gaming news.
All right, one of the biggest and probably the most aggravating news stories of the past, 10 days now?
Yeah,
PlayStation Network.
A long time.
Yeah, and that's been down. Hackers, credit card information, not credit card information. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. It's going back and forth 10 billion times a day, and frankly, it's getting a little bit annoying.
Yep.
I just want it to be finalized. I want to know exactly what's going on, and I just want to get it over with.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, did they identify who the hacker was?
No.
It's because PlayStation can't handle their shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know PlayStation now is just proving like how freaking unorganized they are. Right?
No.
But it's free.
No, wait.
What do you expect?
Wait. Okay, we can't just say that PlayStation is to blame because, you know, they have a crappy networking system. That may not be what it is. I mean, just, you know, a month ago, they were in court with GeoHawk over, you know, him hacking his PlayStation and whether it was under fair use or not. And now,
is that over well so nicely?
Well, yeah, and Sony made such a big deal out of it that whenever they whenever that was all done with, you know, they were like, oh well, our security is airtight now, no one's getting in. It was basically welcoming.
Yeah, hey, they taunted them.
Hey, come on. Yeah. Come
I think you should just say that you have the worst security system in the world when you like make your next console. No, so they think it's not even going to be a challenge.
I want to see someone hack the Wii.
Yeah.
Get our friend codes.
Yeah.
That'll do you a lot of good.
And they'll get rid of all of our achievements. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah. But, anyway, that's like, It's so blown out of proportion now, and I just want it to be done with.
Yeah. If you guys haven't heard about this, then you have not been reading anything about gaming, because that's the only thing on every site.
I don't even play video games. I just listen to Overcast and sleep.
Oh, well, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, there was
I like sleeping.
I just post pictures of people from Game Informer on random stuff.
Yeah.
I see.
There was the entire, well, like half of a Game Informer show podcast that was all about PlayStation. So go listen to that for further information.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to listen to that yet. I have it downloaded on my iPod.
But you should listen to it for further information. Because
I would have listened to it last night, but we were playing Halo, and I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah. All right. So Jurassic Park from Telltale got delayed.
Which is disappointing.
Another game I don't care about?
Well, it's disappointing, but at the same time, it's like, you know,
Well, there's still plenty of games to hold me over. So.
Well, yeah, but maybe they're doing it for good, you know, like there's a good reason behind it.
Well, that's exactly it.
I thought it was weird how they announced it like a month and a half ago and it was coming out practically unannounced.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about this game. What's it like?
Have you heard of the Back to the Future game?
Yeah, I know, they're point-and-click adventure ones.
It's the same idea, only placed in, like, the Jurassic Park world during the first movie with, like, other survivors and stuff like that. And, yeah, they delayed it, but on the other hand, like, they delayed it, and then a couple days later, another news story came out, and they're just going to be bringing it now to, like, all the consoles, like, well, except for Wii, but, like, 360, PS3, and PC. So, I mean, they delayed this, but I think it's for a good reason, just to polish
so they can
it up.
It?
You know?
And here it's coming out on the Wii NES.
The Wii NES?
Yeah. Yeah, the Wii NES.
Yep.
That's the reason for the delay. Not to bring it to, you know, PS3 and 360. It's for
and
the
then Telltale's going to make their own console.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be a portable
the Telltale
MMO
story.
Thing.
Yeah.
Copyrighted right now.
Yeah.
It's on the internet. I said it. It's mine.
I'm kind of excited to play this. I played the first episode of Back to the Future so far, and I'm really liking that.
Yeah, I would have finished that, but it froze up, and I can't progress beyond a certain point. So. Oh.
I played through the first episode, and I got like halfway through the second episode, and then for some reason I just stopped playing it, and I haven't gone back to it and finished it.
Yeah. It's also same because I bought Mass Effect 1 and 2 and was playing that.
I haven't gone near those games at all, so I really can't help with much of this.
Oh. Well, I like Back to the Future a lot, so...
Have you guys played any other point-and-click adventure games before that?
Not really.
Nope, like, that's the one genre.
I don't really play games on my PC, so already that's making me miss out on a lot of the genre. And
well, I mean, like...
I got Back to the Future for PS3, and I would have gotten... What's it called? Sam and Max, but I didn't have the money at the time when it was like a bundle on PSN.
Well, yeah. I mean, like Super Monkey Island, or Monkey Island, Secret of Monkey Island games. Those are
I actually downloaded that on my iPod a while ago, and I just keep forgetting to start playing it.
You should play it. Like
it's all games by LucasArts.
No, I should.
And it actually works pretty well on the iPod. Anyway. So this week, Valve announced that Portal 2 DLC was coming out, and then the next day they announced that it was going to be free! Free for
which is
all
exciting.
Platforms.
I'm yep. very happy. I was going to buy it for $100 anyway.
No, it'll be free for Xbox. They already
I wonder how they're getting Microsoft to do that.
Is it free for Xbox, though? Like, have they officially said that? I didn't
know. That was on the news story.
That's going to change tomorrow.
You can just see... To Microsoft's announcement tomorrow, no DLC will ever be free.
No. Gabe Newell
Xbox
will just
Live.
Sit on Major Nelson, and then everything will be fine. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm excited to play more Portal.
Me too.
We can't really talk about it because somebody hasn't played the game yet.
Really, Nick?
Yeah, I apologize. Once again, I've been playing...
You disappoint me.
Time in Mass Effect, and there's a couple other games I'm going to buy before I buy Portal 2.
Yeah, you can justify. I'm okay if you're playing Mass Effect.
Well, hey, at least he's in space.
Not playing something terrible.
You know, I did something actually really weird with Portal 2, which was I never beat the original Portal, but I'll explain. Basically, I was looking at a group and it looked really good, so I have it. So I went through, beat the original Portal, went out, bought Portal 2, and then beat that one.
Okay, that's acceptable. I was just sorry if I kind of got written like a nerd outrage there, but yeah, I think you should be Portal is amazing, and okay, that's acceptable then.
Yeah, I got into one puzzle every time and gotten stuck, and I finally got past it.
Okay.
Yeah, I had one puzzle like that in the original Portal as well, but once I beat that one puzzle, I just blew through the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Like, nonstop. Yeah. Actually, the same thing kind of happened to me with Portal 2, like, I got on Tuesday and played a little bit on Tuesday night, and I got stuck on this one puzzle, and I didn't really get a chance to play it on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I did like a marathon session of the entire game, pretty much.
Nice.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Looking forward to buying
that game so much.
Wonder if anybody caught my spoiler joke about 2 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't paying attention, but
I caught it.
Well, if anyone else caught it.
Yeah, sorry, Clint. I kind of just come to naturally ignore you now.
That's fine. A lot of people do.
And if you haven't played Portal 2 yet, don't rewind. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Erase your mind. Everything.
And if you have played Portal 2, rewind and laugh with me.
The overcast will be 2 minutes longer, so.
Yep. There we go. Yeah, so as much as I would like to talk a little bit more about Portal and some of its funny jokes and stuff, by the time Nick actually plays the game, Portal will be, you know, like last generation.
Be out.
By the time I actually play Portal 2, probably Half-Life Episode 3 will be out, or Half-Life 2 Episode 3.
I need to play Half-Life.
It's probably just going to be Half-Life 3 at this point.
Whoa.
I mean, there's been
whoa, Paul, whoa. Dean, you haven't played Half-Life?
Yeah. I'm gonna get Orange Box like tomorrow probably.
Oh, you didn't? Why didn't you just get it for Portal and then buy all the other games?
No.
I got
Get Out.
Get on that crowbar.
I got Portal when it was free that week on Steam.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
I can see that. But you're getting it Orange Box for what platform?
I can't.
Xbox.
Out.
Xbox. Okay, I was just wondering.
I will no longer talk to Dean.
Come on, Clint. You know I didn't meant this. Won't you keep talk to me, Clint Prentice?
Do it in a rhyme, and maybe he'll forgive you.
Meant this. No. Maybe if he used proper English. Anyway.
It's my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is your birthday. To us. All right. Well, then, happy birthday to Dean. Yep. Yay. Yeah.
Ben Hansen, I know you listen to this. I want you to send me a message, a signed autograph of you with your shirt off, saying happy birthday to Dean on it.
Yeah.
It's going to be all over the internet in 20 minutes.
Ben, you don't have
He's
to
He's listening
do that.
To it right now.
I'm an odd fellow.
You don't have to do that, Ben. Just send him a Dean stamp.
That would be amazing. You don't have to do that. But,
Dean stamp!
Schwump.
I'll send you the birth stamp.
The birth stamp?
Just have a newborn baby on it?
Yeah. Did you guys not see that from, like, it was Ben's birthday and I made a birth stamp?
Really?
Yeah. I guess I missed that.
It was a disgusting looking baby.
I'm still deciding what I need to put Ben's face on.
I have no comment.
I think we already did that whenever I put it on.
On the
Shepherd. N7 armor.
Yeah, yes. That's good then.
But if you put it on like Dr. Alan Grant, I think he would like that too.
Oh, okay. That'll work. Take me 2 minutes. I can make it in a time that's overcast.
All right. So another news story. There were a couple of iPhone apps. I don't know if they were only iPhone, but anyway, there was a dog fighting app. And then,
yeah, that was only on Android, I think.
Okay. And then
was it called, like, Michael Vick's?
I think it was, like, actually, Michael Vick was one of the people who asked for it to be put down publicly.
Oh. I'm gonna call my life.
It was, like, something like... It was something really... I don't remember what the title was, but something really
It was
stupid.
And the fact that you even made a dogfighting app is stupid.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's messed up.
Yeah. But the other one was a rip-off Mario game that was called, like, Mario or something.
It was something just completely...
I tried to get that game.
Obviously ripped off.
I saw
he was fighting Bowler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I really hope it's just like him without a mustache and he's from like Brooklyn or something.
No. They use the Mario.
He's from Gotham City.
Right.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a blatant ripoff Mario and Bowser sprite.
Wait, let me see. I'm gonna see if I can find the title.
No,
I think it was MIMO.
Yeah, it was something really dumb, and I saw it was number 6 on the App Store right before it got pulled.
Wow.
Wait, did anybody here try Unpleasant Horse?
No. Is that even out yet?
Yeah, it came out it came out yesterday, I think, and I got it for free, so it probably is still free, and it's a lot of fun. I like it a lot.
Yeah. And, like, it's on the free part of the App Store?
That's probably why I assume it is. I just typed in Unpleasant Horse, and it was, like, free, so.
What are your guys' favorite app games?
Favorite app game?
Because mine's Phoenix Wright. I got that on my iPhone.
Oh, yeah. I downloaded that, but I didn't really get into it yet. I've downloaded so many apps. I just...
Parents are so proud of me.
Oh, it's free.
Okay, that Mario app is Monino. M-O-N-I-N-O.
So stupider than Mario.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stupider than saying stupider?
Yes, more stupid than stupider.
Oh, boy.
More stupid than stupid.
Uh-oh. There we go. You see, you can always tell whenever he's about to rap. He has a rap voice.
Mm-hmm. So, have you signed with the record label yet?
No, but I've annoyed the piss out of my friends.
Oh, that's all that really matters, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, there was a news story, I think this was late last week, actually, Gearbox put out this video, and I saw this tweet originally from Randy Pitchford. He tweeted about it, and it was a Kotaku story, and then Game Informer linked it.
I saw it through the Facebook page. So.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I posted that on the Facebook page as well. Anyway, it was a proposal video for someone like Claptrap speaking and stuff, like those Claptrap YouTube videos, but it was so freaking hilarious, and I just got to give major props to Gearbox to, you know, do something this cool.
I wonder if they have the voice actor for him just, like, on tap, basically, like, if he's someone on the staff or something.
Yeah, he is.
People was on staff. They first brought it out. It was just one of, like, the designers or program designers, I believe, who just brought up this voice, and they're like, you're hired for this voice acting.
I think it's actually, I may be wrong, but I think it's actually of the VP. His Twitter name is Mikey Face.
So it's probably someone named, like, Steven or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's just really cool for them to do. It just shows, like, once again, Gearbox is really their fans, stuff like that. And, like, they really do.
Skaggy style. Yeah. Anyway, so it was a fun video.
It was really awesome of them to do that.
Yeah, it was hilarious. And then there was also a video of the
response.
Yeah. And
she said yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
She said yes, and she was like freaking out. It was hilarious. They had like 20.
What would happen if she said no to that? That would have been so awkward.
Clap Chop would have been in.
It would have just been him dropping F bombs for like 20 minutes.
How would that work?
Well, an F bomb is actually a swear word. And
no, I mean like clap trap and.
Once you take health class in high school, you'll understand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they explain everything in that.
Yep, robots and humans. And
yep.
Speaking of, I posted a link on the Facebook group of a robot that was like talking. It was a documentary.
That thing was so creepy.
Yeah, and he said
I thought that was actually a person at first. Like, wait, what?
No. It was a robot that he had based off of Philip K. Dick. Who's the origin of Total Recall and Blade Runner and stuff, and he programmed the robot to take information from the internet and also the information that he programmed in, so that whenever somebody was talking to him, it would then respond based on facial recognition and other stuff. And so the interviewer asked him the question, "Will robots take over the world?" And he said, something along the lines of, "Even if I do take over the world, I will remember you because you are my friend, and I treat my friends with respect. So even if I turn into the Terminator, I will put you in my people zoo just so I could remember you for old time's sake."
Oh, God.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like a sick joke, actually, programming that in.
It's like GLaDOS.
No. So in
my
short,
people zoo.
So wait, he's going to become the Terminator? So he's going to become like some... Some badass.
Philip K. Dick Terminator.
He'll make some portal guns that you can do puzzles with.
He'll become some badass action dude, then become like some douchey governor, and then go back to peace. That's what I'm getting from this.
And there's also
what they should do for Arnold Schwarzenegger is like, wait, did anybody here see Terminator Salvation?
No.
New Terminator movie?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Let's just not even bring up Terminator.
Well, anyway, like, they had, like, a computer-generated Schwarzenegger so that he actually looked like he did in the 80s movie. And
it looked dumb. Oh, so stupid. Everything about that movie was dumb, from Christian Bale's Batman voice.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, though.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Batman!
All right, robots aside, Redbox, the movie rental place that's in like Walmarts and everywhere.
7-Elevens.
Yeah, sure. Stuff like that. And it's just, you know, you rent a movie for a day and it's $1. And then you go and return it. And so now they're making game rentals for $2 a day. And then you return it. And you can keep it for, you know, more days. But it's just like $2 every single day. Yeah.
I think it's good to have that flat rate instead of,
that's going to make you want to beat a game fast.
It's going to make you want to beat a game faster, but it's also going to hurt a lot of developers. I was actually reading some tweets, and Cliff Bleszinski over at Epic said, okay, well, he was like joking around in his tweet, but it was also serious at the same time. He said something like, well, there goes the end of any game with shorter than 20-plus hours of campaign.
Yeah,
that's actually a valid point. But most games I buy, anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd probably use it.
I'd
like,
probably just do that if it was. Yeah, exactly.
Try a game, say, "Oh, this game sucks," and then bring it back, or "Oh, this game's cool," and then buy it.
Yeah, that's the very issue that everyone's having. It's just Cliff Bleszinski's just said it best, like 20 hours. I mean, like, a lot of games, for example, Portal 2 that came out, what, it's like 8 hours long or something like that?
Yeah, just
single player. That in a couple days easily.
In short, you couldn't beat that within, if you really wanted to dedicate your time, because once again, it's a rental, you could beat that in 2 days. So this once $48 game, let's say, or $50 game, is now $2 in short. And I mean, multiple people may rent this game, but I mean, it would take, true, what, like 30 people at 2 day, like, at 2 day rates to like
30 days worth of renting.
Yeah, just for one title alone.
But you gotta think, like, aren't the developers and publishers, don't they have say over this? They have to, since, you know, it's their,
yeah,
title.
They could choose. They could probably choose not to sell their games to them, or
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
not allow
yeah,
them.
Used to have them in the stores them. And stuff like that. But I mean, for certain developers, well, I mean, like you were saying, Blockbuster previously did this, but it was a bit more expensive. But I mean, like, you could still rent Blockbuster for, like, games are pretty cheap, like, what, $2 for $7 sometimes?
No. Yeah. I never saw that.
Not like.
Not really.
Well, it's like $9 now.
It's like, I think it's $8 for a week. Well, that was one the last time I rented
Blockbuster, you can, you know, which was a while ago. You can get Gamefly and have two games out for $25 a month.
I think it's only $15 a month.
No, $15 a month for one game, $22 a month for two games, and okay, it exponentially increases up from there. But, you know,
how much
that.
Is it to get to have 200 games at a time?
I don't know. Probably 1,000.
Over 9,000. Just have an entire game library rented out.
Yeah,
it's over 9,000.
So in short, this company is pretty much trying to cut out, like, the other people like Gamefly and trying to cut them down by putting these cheap games. And it's just, like, Gamefly, I guess, was good and stuff like that because, you know, it was making more money, like, some money for the companies at least. But now it's just, like,
yeah,
pretty
exactly
much cutting out that middleman or cheapening it up.
Well, actually, okay, I can tell you exactly what games are and aren't going to be on this Redbox. It's going to be, you know, all the crappy Ubisoft stuff that no one ever buys ever.
Except for Assassin's Creed.
And pretty much every single... no, I know. I'm talking about the crappy stuff that Ubisoft puts out no matter what.
Like We Dare?
Yes.
Except not in US.
And then,
or
and then any other, you know, third-party Wii game. Those are all going to be on Redbox. But, like, things, you know, like any type of Rockstar, Gearbox, Epic, you know, big titles, I cannot see them...
Oh, no. God, no.
Giving, like, them the license to
the only exception
games.
Being, like, older, like, titles.
And...
Wait, did they explain, like, what gen titles they're going to be holding? Like, are they going to have GameCube games, Xbox?
Well, they have Super Nintendo games.
No, they don't. I don't think that it would be, you know, financially viable for them to do backwards compatible games.
That's what I'm saying, because it would make sense if they had, like, these... title, like, older titles, like, that would be reasonable. I mean, like you're just saying, Clint, I mean, for, like, these major, like, parties, like, for Rockstar and, I guess, like, Nintendo's higher-ups, or, like, I don't know, it just wouldn't be, I guess, financially viable to do this.
No, not at all.
That's gaming news.
Yeah. Big week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once again, the industry's been pretty slow this week, aside from the PlayStation,
I mean,
that's going on.
I'm waiting for the announcement of the Royal Wedding game.
That's already come out on Wii. We're going to move right into CrossFit.
CrossFit.
Okay, so in film news, one of the big things that I'm super excited about is the Avengers, Josh Whedon's production of the huge Marvel adaptation. And I started filming a couple days ago, and holy hell, does it look cool, even though they've only had one set photo, and it just says Thor, Captain America, Iron Man, and Hulk. It's just
Captain
scenes.
America is in it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I remember hearing a while ago,
love
my friend
told
that he wasn't in it, and the guy just took his word for it.
Oh, yeah, no, Captain America is definitely, I mean, he's one of the key founding people.
Yeah, I know he's one of the key founding members, but, like, the reason, like, there was some debate, he said there was some debate over it because, like, for international audiences, like, Captain America, which I thought was stupid anyway, so.
Well, let's just call him Captain Planet. Oh, we need a movie of Captain Planet!
Let's call him
Captain
Planet
movie!
Stop
Holy
the sludge.
Holy shit. Let's do it. Who's
Let's
in?
Make it.
Who's
I'll do
in?
It.
Fan fiction.
Oh, yeah. No. No, we're really doing it.
That was...
Oh, Captain
Planet. Was it Captain Planet? They made fun. They made a joke on if you've seen the show Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
Where he's just, like, punching everyone. But I think that movie could be, like, either really serious or super comical. Like,
I think we should
Inconvenient Truth 2, Captain Planet.
Do you want to know who Captain Planet actually is? It's Al Gore in disguise.
Yeah,
Al Gore would be the, like, in the time that
pollution. We should see if we can actually get Al Gore for the movie.
It would be the main.
Be,
like, beating the shit out of, like, BP oil, though, for, like, 2 hours. Like,
punching the oil off of a seal or something.
It's like literally like, dangling the guy from like his like the oil platforms and just like screw you and just like and that movie would be in 3D obviously.
Oh yeah, obviously.
And
CG.
Him throwing like a huge whale at BP oil stuff. Michael Bay would of course have to direct this because
oh yeah, yeah of course. General, I mean, that's just a given.
Yeah. He's going to, instead of like cleaning punches, he's going to have like exploding punches. If Michael Bay directs, that would just give him a wet dream.
The next Michael Bay movie should probably just be an explosions montage for like an hour and 45 minutes.
That was Transformers 2.
Yeah, it's called, except, it's called Transformers 1, 2, and 3. No,
that had robots in it as well, though. Robots exploding. Just explosions with nothing else. Just a black background.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Transformers 3.
Not excited for it?
Oh, no.
Transformers 3, also called Michael Bay creaming his pants over robots.
Transformers 3, also called... Why should people watch this?
No.
Mm. I saw Andrew Reiner tweeting about how the new Transformers movie looked cool. Come on, Reiner.
He disappoints me.
You can't conform. That. We're special.
You're better than that.
Yeah. Doesn't he have Megan Fox in it?
Yeah, but who cares? Megan Fox is dumb.
She is.
Oh my god.
If it had if it didn't have Shia LaBeouf in it, it might be a little bit better.
Hey, yeah, that's true at least.
What's Call of the Dead?
Oh, that's isn't
because Game Informer just put up a movie poster for it like 5 seconds ago.
Oh, that's
yeah, that's the new zombie map, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
That looks pretty cool, but still overpriced, and I'm not buying Black Ops back for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sold Black Ops for MK.
I sold Black Ops for, I think, Mod Nation Racers, and I bought Borderlands for PS3, even though I already had it for
Borderlands.
I'm not going to sell Black Ops because,
Halo.
No, I've got friends who.
I had friends who played it, but then they stopped playing it, and I reached like level 50,
you had
and
friends?
I just got bored.
I was harsh.
Yeah.
I apologize.
All my friends left me when I started rapping.
Oh, of course. We're about to leave you too.
I know.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Like my pictures.
Anyway. Alright, so... Anyway, what were we talking... Okay, Avengers filming.
Yes.
There were a whole bunch of good trailers, including the very spoilerific Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, or no, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
That was part two. Like, do you guys like that they're splitting it into two parts?
Yes.
Yes.
I love it.
That's a bit, I think that's just them trying to stretch on the franchise.
No. They feel there's so much more story. Like,
there's so much story in the seventh.
Yeah,
one.
I know there is so much story, but there's so much story in all the other movies, and they just made them one movie.
Half-Blood Prince, they completely glazed over Voldemort's past and stuff.
Exactly.
Well,
there's like arguably like they did really some of the others. I mean, Order of the Phoenix. I'm glad they did that book because a lot of it was a lot of random crap that has.
I haven't seen that movie yet. I saw all the movies, but I haven't seen the fifth movie yet.
The hell.
I'm like Charlie. There's so many movies I haven't seen.
Go
I'm
away.
I'm probably worse.
But go, yeah, go no.
Well, at least you don't have to be on every week for them to abuse you about it.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie was supposed to watch Jaws this week. Turns out that she fell asleep while watching it.
I haven't seen Jaws.
I saw Jaws. I remember seeing Jaws when I was in like third grade, and my parents thought I was going to like absolutely lose my mind. But me and my brother were just like completely unaffected by it.
Huh. In other trailer news, though, X-Men First Class, they released another trailer for it, which if you don't know, is...
That movie could be either, I think, could be good or very bad.
Nope,
I'm just not getting good vibes from it.
They're actually finally getting the X-Men series right, because what's-his-name butchered it. Oh, my God.
Brian Vore? Yeah.
I mean, did you guys like Wolverine?
Nope, no. Not even remote. That movie was so crappy. Who is it? Matthew Vaughn, who did Kick-Ass, is directing X-Men First Class.
And actually, that excites me.
Because
what's her name from Winter's Bone is in X-Men First Class, and she's very talented.
As who?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
Could
it up.
Could she be like Emma Frost? Maybe.
Hold on, I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
It's January Jones.
I got it. She's Mystique.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Ooh,
so yeah. Getting like some,
I can get behind
like,
that.
Like they're changing a bit, but I mean, they're gonna get the origin stories right, which I'm really happy about.
Yeah. Oh, wait, January Jones is in this?
Yeah, she's playing Emma Frost.
Hell oh boy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Joy. Yeah. That's why I want to go and see them, but also just yeah.
And so, Rose Byrne is in it. She was in Atom, which is a very good indie film everyone should see. It's about a guy with Asperger's who tries to have a relationship with a girl, and it's fantastic.
Hmm. What's it called?
Adam.
Sounds familiar. I may have seen it. But yeah, no,
I highly doubt I've seen it.
I haven't.
I know that it's accurate, but the yellow on the X-Men suits is disgusting. Piss color.
I'm looking at a picture right now, and I agree with you.
As long as they get what's-his-name's Nightcrawler's origin stories right, which they probably will, knowing that they introduce his dad in this, his mom.
I love Nightcrawler so much.
Spoilers, they never really explored that in the other movies, but Mystique is actually Nightcrawler's mom.
Yeah, dude, in the first trailer, you saw her in the bed getting ready to get down and...
Yeah, I'm assuming it's with the red guy.
I'm 18 now. I can do that.
So, yeah, I'm...
I'm not 18, so my ears are exploding right now.
Yep.
Yeah, sins. Gross. Reproduction doesn't exist.
Storks.
It's a myth.
Oh, you guys, why are we not talking about this? Just opening this week, Fast Five and Prom, two of the movies that are just going to be the greatest movies of the year.
I haven't seen any of the Fast the Furious movies.
I've seen the first. Well, I've seen a few of them, but you're joking. Those are amazing movies. Obviously, Oscar-winning performances by Vin Diesel. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is just one of the most talented actors in Hollywood.
That nose is just perfect.
No doubt.
Anyway.
I'm bald head of justice.
No. But the real story here is Prom. The movie.
Oh, my
Prom,
God.
OMG. Disney.
Yes. This is OMG, going to be like, so LOL. Freaking
totally
good.
I have Prom in 13 days.
Think Breakfast Club meets Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Actually, that sounds good so far.
I mean, well, meet High School Musical.
Oh, never mind.
Get your head in the game.
No, it's like what was that one? I forget what it was called. Anyway, no.
High School Musical 2.
No. Anyway, this film looks like total crap. Written by somebody who probably has never written a movie before. Oh, what do you know? Never
probably just
written
wrote,
a
like,
movie
some
before.
Is it M. Night Shyamalan?
No, it's a girl named Katie Witch who has only written two episodes of Stephen King's Dead Zone back in 2002.
Really?
And decided to write Prom. And the director is Joe Nusenbaum, who has directed Sydney White and American Pie Presents. Well, it doesn't matter because it's American Pie Presents, so freaking cares.
Oh, actually, I'm looking at her page right now, like the Katie Wetch person. She also was a producer, she was an associate producer on Jonas Brothers, the 3D Concert Experience, and
best
she was the assistant
movie
to the writer for
that.
Prison Break.
Yeah.
Obviously, those are two fine programs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, well, I've never seen Prison Break.
But, I do have to say, like, it's got Amy Teagarden in it, who was on the NBC show Friday Night Lights. It had it last. It's on its last season right now. If you have DirecTV, you've already passed the last season, but it's on NBC airing right now because of some weird deal. Anyway, she's fantastic, but she's kind of selling herself out for doing some crappy movie like this. Anyway.
And apparently she's in Scream 4.
Yes, probably, I guess. Anyway, so what?
I'm thinking. I thought there were.
Okay.
Was there a zombie movie or a vampire movie coming out today, or an undead movie?
Dylan Dog.
That. I saw that Metacritic a little while ago. Like,
it's got
so far,
Roth
it's been universally panned.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you have a name like Dylan Dog, Dead of Night.
Yeah.
Come on. It looks B-movie. Like, I'm going to say, the first trailer I saw, it looked B-movie. And well, so,
that's, they did it like that on purpose. Like, it's definitely B-movie-ish. But, I mean, Brandon, like, and it has Brandon Routh, which I was just like, okay, I didn't mind.
Yeah.
I liked him in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked him in
Scott Pilgrim.
But, I mean, I don't think I've seen him in anything else. So I'm like, I could care less.
Oh, there's also the trailer for 30 Minutes or Less. Oh, man, I need to see that.
Oh, yeah, I knew it. I saw that earlier,
because
too.
Because it's by the director of Zombieland. And
it looks actually really interesting. 30 Minutes or Less, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Based on what I've seen of it so far, look, I'm interested, definitely.
Yeah, like what? This pizza delivery guy gets kidnapped and he has a bomb strapped to him and he has to, like, rob a bank.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so random, but I mean, it has, was it Jesse Eisenberg?
Yes. And it has Aziz Ansari, who is also...
Oh, from Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, I love him.
Oh, no way. No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Hell. I'm going to see it now.
It was actually on stand-up in Philadelphia not that long ago, and I wanted to go.
I'm going to see that movie, even if it's bad.
Manages to be one of the funniest TV shows on right now.
Yeah, and Tom is one of my
I did like the first season actually that much, but as it went on, it got better and better.
Oh, definitely. It's like, here's what happened. It's like they took all of the good writers from The Office and put them on Parks and Recreation. And then they got, like, Kelly Milling or whoever who plays Kelly in The Office to write pretty much every single episode of The Office now.
Oh.
And it's just so freaking bad.
Yep.
But,
yeah,
you know,
really
Michael Scott
The Office
left.
Yeah. That's really unfortunate. However, his name, the writer from Parks and Recreation who wrote some of the major episodes in The Office went back to write the Michael Scott episode, and it was really good.
Okay, I cannot wait.
I know,
really
guys, you
that.
Missed a movie release this week. Hoodwinked 2 came out.
Right. I was only counting the good ones, so... Anyway, I watched
you said
the trailer. Well, I watched the trailer about that, and the CG...
I saw commercials.
The CG looks really,
awful.
Really bad.
Yeah, I know, the CG looks awful.
Why is it called 2? Like, T?
Because it's Hoodwinked 2.
Because it's the
2.
Second one in the series.
Yeah.
No, I know, but 2, that means...
Yeah, like T-O-O,
because they also
got... It's clever.
And they just went for it.
No, they also got hoodwinked. You got hoodwinked, too.
Okay, I get it.
Okay, well, even that's still a stretch.
Anyway.
What is the dumbest subtitle?
We're just going to move on to the next news story here. This is going to be really, really cool. I know Nick is freaking out about this movie, and so am I. It's Super 8. And a new story.
Yeah, I want to see that movie so badly.
Well, I've heard nothing about this.
Oh my gosh, go watch the trailer.
If you wait, what did you get Portal 2 for?
Me? Xbox.
I was about to say, because on the PC version, there's an interactive teaser for it, like built into the game that you can play through, which is really cool.
Anyway,
Super 8.
It's going to be freaking awesome.
Oh, Spielberg's producing it?
Yeah, and J.J. Abrams is writer-director.
Yeah.
Come on.
Which is a great combo right there.
Holy hell, yes.
Anyway, okay, so the news story is, what's today, the 29th?
It's the 29th, man!
All right, happy birthday.
Happy 29th.
All right, so anyway, there are 50 North American theaters with this new motion technology where the seats actually move. No, motion technology where the seats actually move. And so,
it's called a 4D theaters. They have them at like 50, Disney World and like Orlando Studios. I've been in a couple of them.
Anyway, Super 8 is going to be premiering, or is going to be in these theaters, these 50 North American theaters with this motion technology. And so think about if you were watching a movie, there was an explosion, and your seat shifted while that explosion was going
off. Like 4D.
That is what it's what they're trying to do.
That sounds cool.
I just want to see for the train crash, when the train crashes, everybody's seats will fly around the theater.
Well, the seats are programmed to activate pitch, roll, and heave movements, shifting the audience members up, down, and sideways.
I want to see if someone dies in the movie.
I can't wait to see the person fall out of their chair.
See, it's kind of building on the old thing. Like, here's a little reference for you guys. I think they're building upon the film called The Tingler, which was with Vincent Price. And in that film, they did it in certain theaters. They'd put, like, buzzers on the bottom of people's chairs to shock them.
Yeah.
When the creature came out, and it's kind of, I think, a harkening back to that. And that's really cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Just a bit of fun film trivia.
Good to know. The more you know, children.
Yep.
You're a child.
I'm 18!
That's still a child.
I was just about to say, you're a towel.
I'm totally.
Anyway, that is all the news that we have for this week.
Yeah, it's pretty mundane week this week, so it'll be a short episode.
Yep, congratulations. You are listening to the shortest episode ever of Overcast, the Overblood
Community. And it's an honor to be on it.
Podcast. Yeah. Thank you both to Dean Thurston and Paul McNamara for being on.
Yeah.
Overcast episode 10.
Unnamed.
It's Clement, followed by one of my other hosts, Clint Prentice.
Hello.
And our two guests, Dean Thurston and Paul McNamara.
It was an honor.
Thank you, guys. Always great.
I'd really like to thank Overcast for giving me the opportunity to be on their show. It meant a lot to me. My 18th birthday gift, and you know that I really appreciate it from all you guys. So this song is for you. You know I'm going to start this. Ah, not yet, not yet. You can edit this all out right now. Because I'm not gonna plow this down. Yeah, it's even part of the rhyme that I wrote. This is on top of my head, yo. And you know it's gonna blow. And you know we're gonna start. But you don't know at what part. It's coming up soon. You ready to hear it? I know that you might be queer it. Now ready, we're gonna go. Here we go, we're gonna start the flow. Thanks for tuning in, prepare to have a blast on this episode of Overcast. Never mind. Ready, go. Here we go. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Prepare to have a blast on this episode of Overcast. We got all the neats on the current games. Tell you all the stories and naming all the names. When it comes on the movies that we've heard the news. You know we're not gonna make you snooze. So here it comes. You ready to go? Cause we're about to start. Yo.